Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners on Monday approved a request to expand the Gregg Tract development in southern Columbus County. Gary Lanier of County Economic Development and Planning Office explained that the project has been expanded by a total of 370 acres. The new acreage will allow for larger lot sizes and less density on the residential development. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair is going on through Sunday. Gates open up on weekdays at 4 p.m. This year features the return of the Fair Queen pageants. That's going to be Saturday night. There's also the old standbys and the midway rides, the baby derby, arts and crafts competitions, live entertainment every night at the demolition derby and livestock shows. This is the 41st year for the Columbus County Fair. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson told supporters in Wavell on Tuesday that the lack of leadership in Raleigh has slowed disaster response in western North Carolina. Robinson spoke to a crowd of around 125 people at Dale Seafood. The Republican gubernatorial candidate, who's facing Democrat Josh Stein for the governor's chair, said Democrats, especially Governor Roy Cooper and Stein, have failed the people of North Carolina on this disaster. A landmark case before the State Court of Appeals could dramatically reshape or preserve farmland in our state. A solar developer is suing the county of Pender for the right to build a 2,300-acre solar facility on agricultural property and the adjoining wetlands in Pender County. The solar field would be one of the largest in the state and more than 10 times larger than any others in southeastern North Carolina. County officials in Pender refused a permit for the field, noting that the property is prone to flooding, is environmentally sensitive, and a solar generation facility of that size would have permanent detrimental effects on neighboring farms and residential properties. A whole lot of folks are stepping up to help with those who are trying to recover from Hurricane Helene, folks. The new Black's Tire facility, which is better known as the former Quality Ford dealership in Wavell, has been turned into Relief Central of sorts. Black's Tire is hauling truckloads of goods west after the supplies are dropped off and packaged there. You can still leave donations at the Columbus Baptist Association, Columbus County News at 1015 South Madison Street, all area law enforcement agencies, Chaffron Town Hall, and many area churches. Reverend Dave Heller of the Columbus Baptist Association said the urgent need this week is warm clothing. New and slightly used blankets, coats, jackets, scarves, hoodies, and hats for babies all the way up to grown-ups are being collected for shipment as quickly as possible. Now remember, folks, if the zipper doesn't work, if it's missing buttons, if it's got holes in it, just give it to the dog. Don't send it to those folks out west. Give them some good stuff. They've had enough hard problems. Cleaning and muck-out supplies are also needed. Western Prong Baptist Church is going to have homecoming dinner on the grounds Sunday after the 10:30 a.m. service. Western Prong has worship every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30. The church is located at Peacock Road, U.S. 701, between Wavell and Clark. Transformation Church and Milk Before Meat Ministries will host Family Fun Day this Sunday at Wavell's Nolan Park, starting with a worship service at 10 a.m. There'll be music, food, and games after the service. Transformation is also holding a sidewalk service on October 20th at 6 p.m. in the alleyway in downtown Wavell. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.